Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio. Got a great doubleheader today, Kathy Son. She's a distinguished Naval War College graduate, and she's going to talk about the powerful body memory process method for wellness creation and positive change. Then Deborah Slider, RN, and she's with LEAP, the Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention Programs, putting together podiatry, medical experts, raising awareness, fighting the diabetes scourge. Then there's some Bob Guide of Wisdom, your emails. First, let's welcome Kathy Son to the Sports Doctor. Welcome.
Thank you. It is great to be here.
Kathy, give us some background on yourself and the body memory process program.
Sure. So your listeners might be surprised with the connection between a Naval War College graduate talking about a healing mode. Just very quickly, I worked for the federal government for 36 years, and so that was where that education came in. And I met my husband, who is now my late husband. I lost him about 3 years ago. I met him about 25 years ago, and he had created this body memory process, and so I learned it very well, and now I am continuing his work. So the body memory process is about, in a nutshell, is about self-discovery and healing, and it's specifically about discovering your own set of core beliefs from your early childhood. Now, all children, up until about the age of 7, form their core belief system about how I am, about others, about how they are, and about how life is. And we can create beliefs throughout our lifetime, but it is during this early childhood time, up until about 7, Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about this as well, children are in this theta state and they're determining, you know, how they're going to survive in the world. Now, here's where the problem comes in, is before age 7, children aren't logical, and they can be very egocentric. And so they can mistakenly create a cause and effect between some event in their very small world and a piece of information about themselves. And because they're very egocentric, they also think they're the ones who cause everything. And so we have this belief system that gets created often with these, what we call vows, V-O-W-S. So they're beliefs, but we call them vows because, you know, like marriage vows, they're about, you know, how I'm going to live my life.
Interesting word. You know, it's an interesting word, and again, the family dynamics, being the awareness is a major key we talk about on the Sports Doctor. Awareness of these things who make such a difference in parents who are dealing with bullying and other kinds of challenges and hassles, or divorced parents and that whole crazy world. Of course, it's all times 50 because of the pandemic and how that has just created all sorts of challenges. And we're always interested in learning new methods of, number one, being aware, and number two, being able to make positive changes for our kids, for ourselves. And like you talk about, whether it is wellness creation, which is a great term, and positive change. And it's great to see we're paying much more attention. What type of doctor was Dr. David?
My husband? He had some advanced degrees. He had in physics and psychology, but he chose not to go mainstream. He realized that this was cutting edge. This was back in the 80s when he started it, and actually we're seeing a lot more happening now with people realizing that trauma.
Yeah, I got news for you. You mentioned at the top of the show how you didn't know what the relationship was from you being a graduate of Naval War College in your particular world. And you know what's ironic is it's more important than ever that these kinds of thoughts and awarenesses would be part of that whole world. That's probably a whole other show that we could do. What's the website, Kathy, people can go to find out about the body memory?
Yes, it's bodymemoryprocess.com. So all one word. And I have a free gift that you can download. It gives you a lot of info, about 11 pages long, gives you a lot more information. That would be bodymemoryprocess.com/free-gift.
You know, it's interesting. You and I, when we spoke previously, and we talked about, for example, sports parents and coaches, and this whole, again, awareness and dynamic. And some of these kids now, again, the better the athlete, the more pressure we run into. It's one of the reasons I co-authored the book, #HeySportsParents, is the epidemic of overuse injuries mentally and physically in youth sports. It's a huge challenge. We could all picture the overzealous parent and or coach and these kinds of pressures and being aware of paying attention to what this kid's background, again, might have been, let alone his parents. I would imagine it would be awfully helpful.
Yes. So think of these young people might have been getting their first athletic conditioning when they were very young. So they might have been in that period of time when, again, an overzealous parent might have been bringing them to a conclusion of, I can't lose, for example. And there is there's a price that one pays with the body when they keep or they break the vow. And so think of also someone that might have a I can't win vow, and they're also being pressured, but they don't realize why they're having these difficulties, and there's a physical price as well.
You know, and again, we talk so much, my super subspecialty, the whole world of youth sports, where, again, I have a chapter in my book called The Prodigy Sports. My real area of excitement is the world of figure skating. The 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist grew up around here, Evan Lysacek. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. We're talking about, you know, that world of high performance. So in the prodigy sports, think gymnastics, even tennis and soccer, where you have 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds already, you know, specializing with all the pressures that come with it. So what are some of the bullet points that you would think describe? Again, I know you have a book coming out, the body memory process. Give us some bullet points of the vows is a great word.
Yeah, so as far as discovering your vows?
You're going to really feature in your upcoming book and what parents and coaches should be paying attention to in being aware of these abilities.
Sure. So the book that is going to be coming out is You Made It Up, Now Stop Believing It. So, and it talks about how a lot of background about how we make these up when we're very young. And I already talked about some of it, but there's other things that are folded in. And I wanted to give a few other vow examples so people can understand kind of, because we have about 1,000 of them that have been discovered. I am a failure.
Wow.
I am never good enough. I am safe when I'm alone. They do not believe in me. And it goes on and on. And one point I want to make is that you might think that a vow could be a good vow, right? So I'll always be happy is an example, but we're not always happy in life. And so what happens when it's time to mourn someone? There was one that I had myself that I didn't want to be in debt. And so I can tell a story on myself where I realized that I had I will never be in debt, and it was having a negative impact on my ability to grow my business because I didn't want to invest in my business. And so what we teach people is a way to become aware of these vows through both subjective and objective data. So there's a way to tell what's going on in your body. In that free gift I mentioned, there are four areas of common pain and tension in the body and the corresponding vows. So the body is your subconscious mind. That Dr. Candace Pert said that. And it, you know, it's absolutely true. That's a really good way to figure this out. And you can also figure out, you know, what else is going on in your life that's not working well. And there's a lot of information that can come from family members about what was going on when mom was pregnant with you and what your birth was like and what was going on when you were very young. So that's the discovery.
Yeah, or if you were adopted or your parents have been divorced, everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you go back years, international, national, local guests, an array of topics. Listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, a ton of articles we've been so much involved with MVP Parent Magazine, Lower Extremity Review. My hottest article continues to be Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. You can check all of that out. At sportsdoctorradio.com. We have thousands and thousands of followers. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter or LinkedIn. At sportsdoc, D-O-C radio, you could, great information we share in all of these different areas. We're talking to Kathy San. We're talking again about healing work. We're talking about making a difference in wellness creation, positive change. And, you know, you're talking about the family dynamics. So the process, how would you describe the process, Kathy?
So there's actually...
Awareness?
Yes, there's two parts of the process. So there's an educational part where you learn about how all this happens. And then there's the discovery where, you know, you go through what's going on in your life, what's going on, where you're holding pain and tension in your body. That's all the discovery part. People come up with lists of these vows. They can have anywhere from 3 or 4 to 20 or more. And there is a what we call a homework process because this took time to put in. And now we have to do what David called emptying the cup. And that's on the mental, the spiritual, and the physical level. So there is homework about, emptying the physical cup, which is actually taking that set of vows and with the same, you know, with the emotion that was, because that's key, there was the emotional content of vows with its creation, disavowing that vow. And there's, you know, you do that 2 or 3 times a day for 90 days because you're actually retraining that cell memory that had those beliefs. And you have to empty that so that you can create new beliefs.
These are great ways, again, we talk about, whether it's sports medicine or not, the ability to reduce stress. We talk so much on the Sports Doctor about rest and recovery. Again, whether you're the best athlete in the world or their grandmother, today we understand how important it is to try to take some pressure off ourselves. And there are various ways of, you know, learning how to train to be able to pay attention to doing that. And that, again, is the connection as I see. You know, there's not a serious sports team that doesn't pay attention. Even the new addition, Kathy, of spirituality. You know, 10, 20 years ago, when you mentioned that in the world of sports, they thought you were talking voodoo or religion. You know, today, it's really, really accepted in the area of, reducing stress. And you mentioned a few different times there's a physical effect when we're dealing with these things that really can zap our energy and make a big difference in our wellness, right?
Absolutely, yes.
you know, besides the fact that somebody might have all sorts of mental concerns. And, you know, it's interesting, wherever in the world I have guests on, Kathy, whatever their vocation or specialty, they talk about how mental health is the world's biggest deal, especially since the pandemic. You know, this past Summer Olympics, the best athlete in the world, Simone Biles, said, you know, I can't do it. I'm dealing with something mentally. And all of a sudden, we realize that, again, you know, it's okay to not be okay. And these kinds of challenges. How has, in the last couple of minutes, the school world and the medical world, Kathy, paid attention to what you've been talking about?
It's a
right.
The school world, I don't think that there is any. I think with school, there's a difficulty of the involvement of what seems to be maybe a religious or spiritual belief.
Yeah, now you got something to send them, Kathy. Really, exactly what we're talking about. It's very important. Early education, pediatricians really should be aware of. The awareness is such a big deal, and a lot of times doctors are no different. Kathy, give me quickly again, please, the website people could find out about the body memory process, you and your work.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to give the website, and please note that when you go to the website, you will see a tab for my course, Discover Your Childhood Vows, Change Your Life. That's Body Memory Process from Soup to Nuts. It just takes your hand and walks you all the way through discovery and the homework process.
Okay, give us the site quickly.
That's at bodymemoryprocess.com.
Bodymemoryprocess.com, Kathy Sun. Kathy, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatry, and we're going to talk some podiatry. We want to welcome Deborah Slider, registered nurse, and her whole world of LEAP, lower extremity amputation prevention. Deborah, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be able to speak with you today.
You know, podiatry has always been at the forefront many times of identifying diabetics because the feet are the furthest area from the heart. And sometimes we'd see whether it was numbness or tingling or other symptoms, and patients weren't even aware that they
might be
diabetic, let alone this nightmare of the scourge of diabetes. We talk a lot about the awareness, that whole area, whether it's in the high world of athletics or it's we're dealing with super senior citizens. And so tell us about your background, Deborah, and your involvement with LEAP.
Yes, I would love to. I was a public health nurse for many years. We went into medically underserved communities, and we would bring them resources and referrals. And, you know, most of those communities were minority communities. So, you know, I was able to see firsthand people that had been affected by diabetes and amputations. And I also worked for Blue Cross and Blue Shield and Amerigroup as a nurse case manager. So we would manage chronic illnesses, which of course included diabetes. So, you know, I had a good many diabetic patients that had also had to have amputations that, you know, many I'm sure could have been prevented.
That's the major key. You know, my one of my initial instructors at the Illinois College of Podiatric Medicine, Dr. Larry Rubin, who's really the founder of LEAP in so many different ways, if not always, and be talking about for four decades on the Sports Doctor about these gigantic scourge of diabetes, which, again, might start as somebody who might have some numbness or some tingling. The word neuropathy, the loss of feeling, and the fact that the non-healing aspect, that I can quote to you five different commercials with diabetes medicines on the TV commercials, is which is how common and explosive diabetes is. Of course, the amputation is the end game, and I guess we were all shocked to realize just how many there was, and the necessity of getting these experts together, the medical people, the podiatric people, the vascular people, to try to come up with screenings and scheme approaches for, and of course, like you mentioned, the needy communities, it's a nightmare.
It is.
How long have you been involved? How long has LEAP been involved, their existence?
They have been in Las Vegas. They have been up for about 13 years. They had a program I know that was called Bare Your Souls, and they would provide the free diabetic foot screening. And the way they did it, I thought this was great. They teamed up with Lions Club volunteers and also podiatrists and nurses, and they would go into the communities and do these free foot screenings, you know, just a screening. And then if they found any issues, they could either go to their physician or they could go to one of the physicians that was in their network. And, you know, that was just a great way to you know, get them screened, and if there were issues, you know, they could go and hopefully prevent it becoming an ulcer or, you know, heaven forbid, become an amputation. It's just that preventive screening that is so needed, I think, today. I think the focus...
And the awareness is the they had to change the name of adult onset diabetes and because of the fact that there were so many children. You know, I've been talking about childhood obesity for 30 years on the radio, give or take a few weeks, Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
And all aspects of this nightmare that we're in involving, more fitness, more awareness, more nutrition information, et cetera, and that people have to understand how common diabetes is and if it's the myriad of problems. Whether it's in the eyes, whether it's in the various parts of the body, your kidneys, and again, these situations with foot recommendations, whether it's let's get you in the best shoe for you, let's incorporate proper orthotics to redistribute your weight, let's talk about you paying attention to some of these skin conditions, and the screenings really, really are the key. How's been the medical cooperation, Deborah, that you've seen over this time as awareness has grown more and more acute with the help of organizations like LEAP?
We're real excited. We have a group of physicians in El Paso that we are working with, to add these preventive screenings and preventive services for their patients.
What are the disciplines? What are the medical disciplines, Deborah, that you look to include in these teams of screening in an area, for example?
Well, we have one of what I love about it is we are trying to get, say, the podiatrist and a primary care doctor to
at
work
least.
Together. And
how about the vascular world?
Now in this group in El Paso, I know they have a vascular doctor that
Excellent.
Is wanting to get involved. Yes, also, but the primary care doctor handles manages the diabetes and. It's sort of cross
I'll tell
referral.
You, Deborah. I'll tell you who else you need. You need a good psychologist. You really need good education, again, consistently, continually, so
right.
that LEAP can develop a song like all these commercials have on television, again, because of this scourge of diabetes and this whole challenge, again, let alone. Do you have a clue as to how many amputations there might be a year? I wouldn't have a clue. I got to ask Dr. Larry.
You know, I think I'm sure he has told me that, but I don't know
me
the
too.
Number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I do know, about 80% of the ulcerative foot disease and amputations could be prevented by just having an annual foot exam.
Yeah. Years ago in a clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody walked in with a nail still in their foot who didn't realize the nail was in his foot because he had no feeling in the foot.
I know.
Another example of an extreme example of the craziness, again, of wounds that don't heal. If the diabetic doesn't get the diabetes, his nutrition properly under control, nothing heals. So this is a huge, again, part of the challenge of education. And again, the earlier, the better. You would think that the school systems at various levels, as well as I would imagine senior citizen organizations, et cetera, would be really, really. How many states are involved with any of these kinds of screenings, Deborah?
Well, the one we have going on now is in El Paso, Texas. I know we have other physicians that are patiently waiting for us. I believe there's one in North Carolina. We're going to start up in Georgia before too long. The ones who have reached out to us there's several states in all different areas. I think there's one in New Jersey.
There's a million organizations. What's the awareness, Deborah, or the cooperation of the American Diabetes Society, all these gigantic organizations who you would think would be knocking on your door? How's that interaction been?
Well, we talked with the Diabetes Association in the Southeast, and we didn't really, you know, I mean, they thought what we were doing was great, but didn't hear back from them.
Yes.
But
it's like so many. It's like so many other programs where we talk again about the whole mental game on the sports doctor, whether someone's trying to stick to their diet, whether somebody's trying to overcome an injury, whether somebody, again, is just trying to stay away from sickness as best they can. We have the reality of how much water we're treading, and this is a great example. You would think that everybody and their uncle medically, as well as our society, the screening idea is such a terrific idea. I've done screening for a million years for sports performance, where we're looking at, you know, someone's alignment. And, you know, but again, in a screening, somebody could say, gee, you know, your toenails, or gee, you know, you're talking about some sensation. And again, becoming aware, the nutrition is such a huge part of diabetes, isn't it?
It is. And I really believe it may be the hardest part of it, because so much of our society.
It still is, right.
Yes. It is. So much of our society really is based on going out to eat, you know, rewarding ourselves with food. I know in the South, you know, sweet tea is, we were all raised on it. And gosh, I had a time just trying to get my patients to at least cut down on the sweet tea, you know.
You know, the part of what I talk about, Deborah, when I talk about the new medicine, in quotes, and number one in new medicine is eat smarter. And smarter means smarter in so many ways. We all grew up three meals a day, all these different concepts and whatever, found out that there was so much we really, really needed to learn, let alone in real nutrition, and we're paying much more attention times 100, yet what you're saying is so much of the reality. And number two is keep moving, the new medicine. Yeah. Eat smarter, keep moving, and then reducing stress, trying to rest and recovery, how important it is. We want to talk more about that whole area in the areas of screenings. We're talking with Deborah Slider, registered nurse, the Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention Program. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review Magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We're talking about the incredible area of lower extremity amputation prevention with one of their leaders, registered nurse Deborah Slider. And we were talking again about, you know, getting these screenings together in different areas and how important it is, Deborah, for the awareness of the community, you know, because again, diabetes is a gigantic scourge. It's everywhere. We were talking before the break how important nutrition is. I would tell my patients for years and years, if you don't get your sugar under control, if you don't pay big attention to the diet side of it, you ain't gonna do well. We're gonna have nothing but problems. And it's amazing,
that's
like
true.
You talk about now, how still the nutrition side is such a big challenge. And so is wearing the right shoe. I mean, the diabetic shoe industry is huge, isn't it, Deborah?
It is. It is. And I think, you know, women, you know, how they love stylish shoes. And sometimes it's hard to get them in therapeutic shoes, even though I think they're a
lot
more attractive.
I don't use the word yes. I tell them walking shoes. Therapeutic shoes is already. But I can't tell you how many orthotics I've put in dress shoes. And again, the hottest article over the years on my website, a newspaper, is Women in High Heels Preventing the Problem. A lot of times, again, being aware of these kinds of challenges for the women, great point, female population who deal with diabetes just as much. Isn't it incredible, though, again, how the pediatric adolescent diabetic world has exploded?
Oh, it has. When I was with Amerigroup, I had two brothers that I think one was 14, one was 16. They were close to 300 pounds. And, you know, the mother was frantic. And so young, 14 and 16 years old, and they were already diabetics. It was just
incredible. You know, the fast food world, which has exploded around all of us over the past generation or so, hasn't helped anything. And I spent 20 years arguing with the school systems everywhere to not ever drop PE and to keep physical education as a major. And we won, sort of, in being able to keep that emphasis on the importance of the physical activity side. And again, the fact, again, of course, the pandemic has quadrupled all of these kinds of challenges with these kids, their parents, their grandparents. So again, we go back to the major words of education and awareness and the fact of what we're dealing with and the end game being the horror story of amputations, which, again, you said 80% could be prevented. We got to repeat that times 100 because of the reality of this truism and the fact that there are still so many different areas and locations and it's great, you know, Dr. Rubin and his including of podiatry and making such a big deal out of this has really, really been a tremendous effort on his part. You know, I used to say, if I never saw another wound, I'm in sports medicine. I'm not in wounds. But we sure are into making the awareness and the importance. And again, the type 1 diabetics and that whole area, even in athletics, there are pro athletes who are type 1 diabetics and they hold challenges that they're facing. You know, let alone the end game. So, you know, we want to continue to really pay big attention to the importance of these screenings and the awareness of the primary care doctor and all these other specialties. That's why I asked you how your sports psychology skills were, Deborah.
I do agree that it would be great to have a psychologist also.
Again, whether it is the challenges of the youngsters and the family dynamics and the dealings with their parents and the pressures in school and all this whole mental health nightmare that we're in, mm-hmm. and where food fits in. You know, and I have one of the contributors to my book, Hashtag Sports Parents, Kate Davis, sports nutritionist, and she uses the term fueling the body, and that's mm-hmm. such a better word to handle than diets. You know, when you talk about diets and people, uh-huh. you hear the word diet, already your hair stands up sometimes. So,
true.
But when you're talking again, childhood obesity, and I've been screaming mm-hmm. about it forever, and the fact that if we pay big attention to all of these areas of awareness and eating smarter, is there a family, you know, there's a family history in the world of diabetics also, which has to be really educated, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It really does. The genetic, the family history, you know, sometimes you're just more prone to it, too. And you need to be aware of that. So, you know, you can keep up your exercise.
But this will break us. This is what I've mm-hmm. talked about for years. The mm-hmm. the healthcare industry, and you were involved in it, this mm-hmm. will break us. Financially,
I know.
Every child who grows up with these, whether it's heart problems or high blood pressure problems, obesity problems, are 10 mm-hmm. times as expensive as they grow up as a healthy kid. And we can't afford 12 trillion diabetics all everywhere we look. And this is, again, when you were with Blue Cross Blue Shield, I would imagine they were driving you nuts over this.
Oh, yes. But, you know, one thing I'm very thankful for, when you look at the payers like Medicare, Medicaid, even insurance companies, they're beginning to reimburse more for preventive.
Yes,
it's great.
The holistic side. I've been screaming about it for 20 years. Again, the importance is that's why number two in good health is to keep moving. Not every mm-hmm. kid makes the team. Once they get into junior high school and high school, it's like 5% who make the team. So the idea, this is why I used to write about Let's Get Them Walking, where I wanted walking included in school. If mm-hmm. we had this in the curriculum, we wouldn't have any obese kids growing up. So now social mm-hmm. media, again, this will be our next show. We'll have to talk about that show, which I can't believe. Give us the website people could find all about LEAP, please, Deborah.
Yes, it's information@leapalliance.org. And, you know, if anyone wants...
Information@leapalliance.org.
Yes.
Deborah Flyer, registered nurse. Congratulations on the work you're doing. Please keep it up.
Thank you.
We'll have you back. Awareness is the key. And hold on. Thank you so much for joining me, Deborah.
Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here.
LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests. We had a little bit of Bob Guida wisdom. We answered some emails. Quick shout out, Bruce Merrin, one of the gurus in the PR world, the Speakers Bureau world. It's funny with the excitement of the new Elvis Presley movie. He represented Elvis and his sports people, Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali. Bruce Merrin, CelebritySpeakers.com. Excited to be part of that with him. Great guests as usual coming up. We're going to talk neurology. We're going to talk about migraines. We're going to talk about all of those areas next week with Dr. Mike Zhang. Also, we're going to talk the Baseball Blue Book. How long has that been around? With Eric Wabina. The following week, my podiatry physician and surgeon colleague, Dr. Ben Pearl, and his great podcast, Foot U, will be joining me. And also, we're going to be talking about hyperbaric oxygen, concussions, young athletes with Dr. Amiri Hadani next week. You know, Bob Guida always made big attention and treatment to deep soft tissue therapy. He used a piece of equipment called the G5, this highly aggressive vibrating tool, in order to be able to deeply invigorate or lightly invigorate an area that was either acutely injured, where he was working the periphery to stimulate circulation and healing to the area, or he was actually working on the area itself, again, to try to stimulate some of the body's natural response to healing. And again, massage therapy is in the same world. The deep, soft tissue, again, is even more aggressive. And it's a huge part of rehabilitation, big part of sports medicine, and something that he really, really brought to the forefront. Some emails. Also, by the way, Dr. Stockton, the chiropractic physician, also with Team Chicago, is very, very big into deep soft team doctors in Chicago with deep, deep soft tissue. Some emails. Paula says, my 15-year-old daughter, you know, I have bunions. My mother had bunions. She inherited the same tendency. She's a cross-country runner, and she's had a couple of stress fracture instances in the ball of foot. Bingo, Paula. One of the problems with the developing dislocation of the big toe joint, a la bunion, is it doesn't pick up as aggressively its fair share of weight. The big toe is the major lever system as we push off. If that hypermobility, which is part of many times where the foot doesn't become as stable when we're pushing off, we could be putting stress on the areas right next to it. So we would see a stress fracture second metatarsal, stress fracture third metatarsal potentially. Orthotics are huge weapons for this to redistribute weight. Key podiatry, absolutely a big weapon and can get control of this particular problem. Stephanie says, my 14-year-old son, he's already a serious basketball player. He's playing on a couple of traveling teams. He's had some ankle issues. What's your opinion on taping or ankle braces? You know, it's a great
question, Steph, there's an article on my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to the newspaper articles about that exact question, you want to be doing one of the two if your son's had a history of ankle problems. Number one, you want to pay big attention to strengthening his ankle, period. It's one of the two exercises that I talk about, the prodigy sports, or the two particular exercises I want included in all youth sports, all ages and levels. Strengthen those feet and ankles. You don't need to be injured to want to strengthen your feet and ankles. Rubber bands, balance work, real, real key. If you have competent taping with a trainer who knows what he's doing, that might be very, very beneficial. Today, there's all sorts of ankle braces. Have your son see the athletic trainer, if he hasn't already, or one of the sports doc or physical therapist to give him options regarding ankle braces. I find that ankle braces work very, very well. Taping, sometimes it's hard to duplicate. Taping doesn't give us structurally. The tape starts to stretch. It's not as effective. If your son's got a history of ankle problems, also pay big attention to orthotics. I can't tell you how many persistent ankle recurrences and problems are involved with foot mechanics, that high arch rigid foot, that excessively pronated flat foot. So you really want to, and also you want your son's feedback. What does he, you know, ankle braces don't weaken the ankle. Big point. Even this tape, all they do is protect the area. Make sure he's in the right, at the very least, mid-top shoe. Get that sports podiatry feedback on all of these areas. Tom says, wow, what an exciting time for the Major League Baseball, the National Football League, the National NBA, the National Hockey League, NCAA football, all happening right now. You know, Tom, that's a great point. A month ago, all we had was baseball. Now, again, you've had the introduction of all of these different sports. It's an exciting time to be around. You know, the book is still available. Sports parents, so important. If your son or daughter is an athlete at whatever level, hashtag Hey Sports Parents with my co-author, the Hall of Fame volleyballer, Sharky Zartman. It's interesting. You know, there's four sections in the book. She talks about Sports Parenting 101. I talk about the sports doctors in the second segment. We have 8 or 9 experts with all their areas of psychology, physical training, parenting, et cetera. And then we have the parents' perspective, where I have a half a dozen parents. I think all of them were parents of young athletes that I had seen in the office, talking about the challenges, the rewards of parenting a young athlete, especially a young serious athlete. A young boy or girl who might have at least scholarships in their eyes. Now they got money in their eyes. That whole topic of college sports and sponsorship and young athletes who make their universities millions being paid. Whole other topic. It's the sports doctor. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.